all know a person about whom we shake our heads and say, man, he's got a self-destructive side, or that he gets in his own way, or even painfully, that he's an unfulfilled promise. Sometimes I wonder if we say that out of jealousy. Do we have to reassure ourselves that even though we never took those kind of chances ourselves, or had experiences so dramatic, or scaled some of those heights, that our own ordinary lives are superior? Consider the case of The Wrestler, one of the most remarkable films of an unusually strong fourth quarter 2008, opening wide this weekend. The film studies Randy "The Ram" Robinson, a professional wrestler way past his prime, who keeps taking it because it's all he knows how to do. The name The Ram is interesting in itself. A ram can climb like the Dickens and make astounding leaps, as does Randy from the ropes, seemingly inured to the bone-jarring hit. But a ram is also a block of wood that pounds against doors. Enough of that, and the ram don't look so good. Randy's body is a fascination. There's the anachronistic heavy metal hair, the impressive but fading muscles, the skin ruined by too many tanning beds and too many scars, and the sagging butt into which Randy injects veritable gallons of anabolic steroids. I haven't yet told you who plays Randy, because believe me, you can't picture him. The actor is Mickey Rourke, but if you bumped into him on the street these days, you wouldn't recognize him. Rourke, always chafing at the Hollywood bit, quit acting and has been a professional boxer for over a decade. This has left his cheekbones shattered, and his reconstructed face seems wholly unrelated to the shaggy, shady, sexy, dangerous good looks of his youth. Again, we might say of Rourke that his choices have been disastrous. But here he is, nonetheless, triumphant, with the role of a lifetime, an Oscar nominee, and the winner if there's justice in the world. Because this is a performance so rare, we only get one like this every few years. The last time we saw an embodiment so total was Charlize Theron's performance in the film Monster, and that was over 5 years ago. I can't even remember when I was last so synchronized to the emotions of a character that his laughter was mine, as were his tears. Of Mickey Rourke, Pauline Kael, the critic, once wrote, "He has an edge and a magnetism, and a sweet, pure smile that surprises you. He seems to be acting to you and no one else." Well, these sentiments have only become more true with the years. Randy is so beaten up, the smile is even more surprising. And he's not just sweet, but when he tries to make amends with his deeply estranged daughter, he's as tender and clumsy as old King Kong with Fay Wray. Randy takes his terrible beatings for an envelope with a few 20s. When we meet him, he's locked out of his trailer, sleeping in his van, unable even to get inside his home to retrieve his much-needed pain pills. Desperate, he participates in an alternative match. This means the match involves broken glass, razor wire, and a staple gun. Brace yourself for that. I mean it. The match nearly kills him, and after the resulting heart attack, he takes a stab at changing his ways. This involves quitting the ring and asking his regular stripper, Cassidy, Marisa Tomei, on a real date. Cassidy's always liked the guy and is a lonely single mom looking for a change herself. But as with Randy's strangely analogous profession, stripping has its rules, none more sacred than don't date the customers. Some are going to read The Wrestler as a tragedy of a man who tries to break free of a dysfunctional life but is destroyed. No, I disagree completely. I think this is a story of triumph. There's a reason we look away from photographs of Frank Sinatra in the last days, drained of colors, clawing a highball, still sucking on a cigarette, maybe alone. It's the same reason we smile when we think of Frank's signature song, My Way. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Cachera.